Okay, well, everyone's getting ready for the teachings. I'd like to read the prayer list. Prayers for a happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters. All the Tibetans have been killed or have taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Maya Angelou, James Emerson Bates, Connie Estes, Steve Reese, Fernando Perez Gil Romo, Oris Supka, Ashley Haas and Fran, Pierre Winfield, Annabelle the dog, Casper, Biddy the cat, Gellick the fish, Lorelei the cat, Tari Soha the tree mouse. Job search. Roseanne Perona, Joey Gooch, Jim Kay, Ashton Kloss, James Zillick, Michelle Matich, Pooja, Alex Schwartz, Greg Weaver, Sandy Wimbush. Prayers for health and well-being. Kabde Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Venerable Margaret McAndrew, Venerable Cherky Lamo, Venerable Losang Tsering, all those harmed by natural and man-made disasters. For the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Roger and Barb Alexander, Russell Allen, Wayne Andrews, Lisa Baranski, Jim Barnes, Luce Barona, Narcisse Barona Sr., Roseanne Barona, John Carroll, Suzanne Diamandopoulos, Dimitri Diamandopoulos, Diane Foreman and her son Brad Wolf, RG, GG, and AC, Dorothy Gilbert, Crystal Green and Sons, Richard Griffith, Mildred Gooch, Tracy Haas Thompson, Francis Hayashi, Liz and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson Bunny, Helen Kasanoff, Nina Kowalski, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, R.M., Judy Martin and Andrea Martin, Sean McGarity and family, Tom McGinnity, Brian Miller, Sarah Miller, Nivea, William Oliver, Mary Palermo, Jay Pandya, Anna Papard and her many cousins throughout the Ukraine, Aunt Polly, Mark Pristop, Eileen Rubin and family, Rosemary Cease, Sir Rye, Roy Sorbit, Lobsam Topton, Dion Washington, Pat Watts, Sandy Wimbush, family of Pierre Winfield, Shay Wolkowicki, Dorje and Kadro the pigs, Karuna the chicken, Jersey dog, Sasha the dog. Okay, so now let's chant the praises to the 21 Taras. And let's see, if you've never been before, after Geshe-la arrives and sits down, we'll be reciting the Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga meditation, and I think the booklet's in the basket. And then after he finishes, we'll go to the back of the first base sheet and recite the short mandala offering, and then request to turn the wheel of Dharma. And then Geshe-la will start chanting the Refuge in Bodhicitta prayer, which is on the bottom on the flip side of that bay sheet. And then he'll start teaching. And today he said that he was going to start on chapter 15. He was going to just give a general explanation of karma, or how to practice karma. Something like that. I think that's what he said last time. So my sense is that he'll probably talk about, a general explanation of the cultivating ethical behavior, which is on page 15, even though he already went through the four powers. Okay, so the praises to the 21 Taras are in the second green sheet in the full green sheet. Of the white prayer book. From your sublime abode at the Potala, O Tara, born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorneth Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times. Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute. To you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. O my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator, homage Tara, swift heroic, eyes like lightning instantaneous, from opening stamens of the Lord of Three Rose Turbone Lotus, homage she whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with white rays resplendent as a thousand star collection. Homage, golden, blue, and lotus, waterborne and hand adorned, giving effort, austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere, homage, crown of Tathagata, section triumph without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection, homage, filling with tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings, homage, worshipped by the All Lord, Shaka Aniba, Mama, honored by the house of spirits, corpses, there's Gandhavas, Yakshas, homage with the tre and pay sounds, destroying false magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right and blazing in a raging fireplace, homage to a very dreadful destroyer of Mara's champions, she with frowning lotus visage, who was slayer of all enemies, homage at the heart her fingers, adorn her with three jewel mudra, light ray masses all excited, all directions wheels adorn her. Homage, she so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of light. Orphel laughing with tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage, she able to summon Earth Guardians Assembly, shaking, frowning with their home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned with crescent, Unmanonamasma shining, Amitabha inner hair knot, sending out much light eternal. Homage, she with wreath ablaze like eon denning fire abiding. Rise up, let that joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage, happy, virtuous, peaceful, she whose field is peace, nirvana. She endowed with omen, soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, freezeth home and knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters, homage to her with seed letter, of the shape of syllable, whom five foot sampling six of three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya, homage holding in her hand, the hermic moon of Devalek form, with by spoken Tara and Pei, totally dispelling poison, homage she whom gods and their kings, and the Kinaras do honor, armored in our joyful splendor, she dispels bad dreams and conflicts. Homage, she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with twice Hara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage, full of liberating, fired by the set of three natures, just so the spirit yakshas, and raised corpus supreme to ray. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations of Sar 21. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eliminate the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for a wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled and all obstacles pacified. So if you'll please flip to the first base sheet, and let's read, accepting difficulties as a path. Even if the environment and beings are filled with the fruits of negativity and unwished-for sufferings pour down like rain, I seek your blessings to take these miserable conditions as a path by seeing them as causes to exhaust the results of my negative karma. In short, no matter what appearances arise, be they good or bad, I seek your blessings to transform them into a path increasing the two bodhicittas through the practice of the five forces, the quintessence of the entire Dharma, and thus to meditate only on mental happiness. So if we please turn to page 7 in the booklet, the white booklet. Oops. You who emanate from the heart of the Savior of the 100 Devas joyful realm, on the peak of a cloud water hole resembling clumps of fresh white curds, with your sons, I request you to come to this place. In the sky before me on a lion throne, lotus and moon disc, the perfect pure Lama smiles with delight, supreme field of the merit of mind's devotion, I beg you to abide for 100 eons to increase the teachings. Your holy mind understands the full extent of objects to be known. Your eloquent speech is the ear ornament of the fortunate ones. Your holy body is glowing and glorious with fame. To you who is meaningful to see, hear, and remember, I prostrate. Beautiful drinking water, various arranged flowers, fragrant incense, light, scented water, and so forth, actually performed and mentally transformed oceans of clouds of offerings, I offer to you the supreme field of merit. Whatever non-virtues of body, speech, and mind, and especially actions opposite to the three vows that I have created from beginningless time, from the bottom of my heart, I regret and fervently confess them all individually. In this time of the five degenerations, you strove for many listenings and realizations and made meaningful the perfect human rebirth by renouncing the 8 worldly concerns. And the Savior's extensive deeds I rejoice sincerely from the depths of my heart. Please, holy, perfect, pure gurus, from billow clouds of compassion, wisdom, and the sky of Dharmakaya, make rainfalls of profound and extensive teachings of whatever is suitable for the ears of sentient beings who are the objects to be subdued. I dedicate whatever virtues I have ever collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Losamdrapa to shine forever. So if you'll please turn to page 13, and let's say the prayer to Lama Tsongkhapa to ourselves 20 times, and then on the 21st one, I'll lead you in saying the prayer together out loud. Me made Jab la so. If you please turn to page 21, let's read the second stanza of the dedication. In all my lives through the victorious one Laman Tsongkhapa, acting in person as a Mahayana guru, may I never turn aside for even an instant from the excellent path praised by the victorious ones. Now if you turn to the back of the first base sheet in the white prayer book, let's chant the short mandala offering, and then right below that, request to turn the wheel of Dharma. Saji perki shushi meto tamri Mandalakam Niryatayami.
Sanja
Chudanso Kichonam La Chanchu Bardu Dani Kapsuchi Tagi Chunyengi Petsunam Gido La Penchu Sangir Tu Parsho Chudanso Kichonam La Chanchu Bardu Dani Kapsuchi Tagi Chunyengi Petsunam Gido La Penchu Sangir Tu Parsho Chudanso Kichonam La Chanchu Bardu Dani Kapsuchi Tagi Chunyengi Petsunam
Namo ma good evening.
Good evening, Geshe.
Maybe some review, okay, some review. Before we read, there's some review. So far, no, what we covered, so far we are in like, almost like, so far what we skip, what we skip, I think we skip the hell realms. So I just read, so I think there's plenty of suffering in human realms. So no need to know. So just to general comparison, so far what we escape from this, we escape the hell realms. Oh yeah. So as I mentioned, I think last Wednesday, so starting Lam Rim, no, then thinking about Lam Rim or meditating on Lam Rim, and just hearing about Lam Rim or reading about Lam Rim. So this is very, very important. So as I mentioned last Wednesday, I quoted from Lama Tsongkhapa's Lam Rim Nyam Guru, like spiritual song of Lam Rim experience. Spiritual song of Lam Rim experience written by Lama Tsongkhapa. Lama Tsongkhapa did wrote a couple of short Lam Rim to benefit us, you know, to benefit us, you know, easy to memorize and easy to say in your mind and in the same time think about the meaning. So that, you know, that's why this Lama Tsongkhapa taught foundation, all the good qualities, quite short. So then Lam Tso Nam Tsum, three principal extra of the path to enlightenment, that one. So now Lam Rim Nyam Guru. So in that text, one that I say, song of Lam Rim experience, song of Lam Rim experience, something like that. So in that text, it says, Sura Kunji Nyingpo Dodo was, Lam Rim contains entire Buddha's teachings, you know, entire Buddha's teachings. Tsuldi, Turi, Turi, Dendang, Nyembe Chans. Even just one time, thinking about Lam Rim, reading Lam Rim, talking about Lam Rim, meditating on Lam Rim, you know, Tsuldi, Turi, Dendang, Nyembe Chans. We should think or we must think, that's like thinking about entire Buddha's teachings, you know? Thinking about even just one time, thinking about that, it's like equivalent of thinking about entire Buddha's teachings. So I think therefore, that's the Lama Tsongkhapa word, you know, it's Lama Tsongkhapa word. So, Lama Tsongkhapa word, you know? So I think that's why I think, you know, this class is quite important. So now, so far, what we cover, probably 15 minutes, just to remind you so far what we covered. Lam je tsa wa shen ye tenpe tsu je. Lama, which is the root of all the path, root of the path. Lam je tsa wa shen ye tenpe tsu. So that's what we cover. That's one subject we cover. Lam je tsa wa shen ye tenpe tsu je. So then, underneath that, topic. So, so then the qualifications, how you know somebody qualify to become Lama, so there's qualifications. This is very important. So there's no 10 different types of qualifications. So that's what we cover. So then having that knowledge, then, you know, it is good for you to find qualify Lama, okay? That's what we from the disciple side, there's also qualifications, how you become qualified disciples, qualified Lama, So that's, I think that's three qualifications, which, disciples need to, possess, okay, to need, to opt, to need to have. So then how the devotion between disciple and Lama develop based on relationship between these two persons, okay? So then the relationship could develop based on attitude, mental, the way you think. So then, you know, through actions, so, and the benefit of, you know, relying on spiritual master, okay? Then there's pretty much that. That's a big. So then after that, identifying the why this life is, you know, why in Lamrim teaching, why this life is identified as something very precious in Tanjung Yusung, or meaningful, difficult to find, or how to take essence out of this precious human life. So that's what we cover. That's kind of like preliminary teachings in the Lamrim. So then it's like, you know, like small scope. In the small scopes, so much emphasized to think about, you know, not just this life, just think about, you know, life after this, you know, because life after this is much more complicated than, you know, life, you know, this life, and much longer. So that's why, you know, thinking about, so then after that, you know, death and impermanent meditation. So just impermanent meditation. So then underneath it, there's many, many. So that's the big one. So then the impermanent death, impermanent teaching, that's what we cover. So then after that, you know, so then between that, you know, couple of that we skip. So then like explaining the method how to be happy in the next life. So then that begin with, you know, taking refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha. So that's quite important. No? So then, you know, there's many different like subtopic there. So that's the main one we cover. We already covered now refuge, you know, how to take refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha. So then after that, you know, Dele Tamchi ke Tsawa Yishi ke Thepa Chepas. Having a conviction, faith into causality is the root of all the happiness. Having a conviction, faith in causality is the root of all the happiness. So that's what we call. Then underneath that, there's all the karma teaching. So that's where we are now. So we are about to enter into middle scope maybe next Wednesday. So today I'm probably going to finish the small scope, okay? Having a faith, not just faith, no, not blind faith, no, no, not because Lamrim said, no, so, not because that. Having a conviction, faith into causality is the root of all the happiness. This is very, this word is carrying like deep meaning. That's causality, it means actions. So having a faith in your own actions, you know, this also, you know, could be, you know, also the root of all the happiness. So then, you know, like I think this is a kind of review. So now today, like how to practice karma, okay? Samdhi Judoja. Now you study, and now the reason you study karma, the reason that you are studying karma, reason you are thinking about karma is, you know, because karma is, you know, like practicing karma, what it requires, you know, like understanding of karma. Without that, you know, so you can't practice karma. So that's why you study karma. So we study karma, so that just that doesn't guarantee you know, like happiness in your life. So what you need, what we need is now, we need, you know, not just faith, we need conviction, faith into karma, so that then guarantees all the happiness. So that becomes the root of all the happiness. So that is something that, you know, that each one of us, you know, responsible to develop that kind of conviction, faith. So, just having a knowledge of a karma, you know, is that this is just knowledge, you know, it's not practice, you know. So then the very purpose of, you know, studying karma is to practice, put into practice. That's why. So there's now this, you know, second, that's the section where we are in now. So we are about to finish small scope, okay? So just review. Even just reading the, you know, like, as the index, I think it's also, you know, like equivalent to reading entire Buddha's teaching, okay? Now, some judo chaya chula chitjian pata chepa turjian chulos. Lama Tsongkhapa is going to explain how, you know, how to practice, you know, karma, how to practice karma. He's going to explain in general and particularly how to practice karma based on the four powers called Topshi, four powers. No? So perhaps most of you already know. Junjuk is, you know, Junjuk is Lama Tsongkhapa's quoting Shantideva's text, Guide to Buddhist Way of Life. Mige wale dunga jungs, tele chitar nye tarshe. Nyinze kundu dagi ni dinyi bashi samba riks. Mige wale dunga jungs. The sufferings, you know, come from negative karma. Karma causes by negative mind, what we call afflicted mind, you know, kalesha, nimong. Without nimong, without afflicted mind, there will be no karma. Even though there's karma, it's going to be neutral. There will be no negative karma, you know, without afflicted mind. Therefore, the arhat, arya being, they don't create karma. They don't create, you know, like samsari karma. They don't create. Why? Because they already cease. They already cease the, not really cease, but they kind of stop. They kind of, you know, like, they already prove the ignorance is mistaken. They already prove seeing ultimate truth and ultimate truth. They already prove that self-grasping mind is wrong. So that's why they don't create karma. So, but they know they talk, they move, they blink. No, they walk. This is all karma, but it's neutral. There's not really negative karma. Mige wale dunga jungs, no? So sufferings comes from negative karma. Tele chida nge ta chit, ninze kuna dagini dani dihimbay samba riks. And Shantideva was saying, so he thinks about karma all the time, day and night. He thinks about karma, how to free himself, you know, from suffering. That's why, the reason why he thinks about karma day and night, because he wants to free himself from sufferings. So that's why he thinks about karma. That's what he does. That's what he's saying here. Then he just thinks about that, you know, to help him to protect from sufferings. So, Shetan said, Give a chorni, tamjiji, tsawa miba, tube sung so. Ti yang, tsawa taduni, namindibu gombe sos. She sung badar, you know. So Lama Tsongkhapa quoted probably two different stanzas from Shantideva. So now Lama Tsongkhapa is commenting on that. Kanagi ledang debu shepar chene shepar tanga mijoba yangdang and gomba chades. First, it's, of course, it's important to learn what is positive karma, what is negative karma, how the negative karma has been created, how the one can create positive karma, all of that. Then after that, so then put into practice means to apply in our day-to-day life. deshin to ko du jurvese nyeba che nye ka ve chiros lama tsonga ba se this is very extremely hidden phenomena. You know, this phenomena is obvious, something you can tuangunjur, you don't need any proof, you can see things like those called very obvious phenomena. Chumse konju then that's called Chumse konju means hidden phenomena. That's how they translate it, hidden phenomena. It's not like somebody this is not like that, it's not like that. That's I'm not sure how this word they translate hidden. I'm not sure. So something that's not obvious as this one. No, this one you can see, I can see, everybody can see, doesn't improve. Something that you know is not easy as this one, you know, it's not as obvious as this one. It's called hidden. As I mentioned, like how you can tell if there's a water on the mountain, how you can tell. If there's a fire on the mountain, how you can tell. You can't see because too far, you cannot see. That's called hidden phenomena. So that needs, you know, reason. Somebody needs to say, oh, there's water because the group of geese goes around there all the time. If you go there, more likely you'll find water. Oh, there's fire because there's smoke. So then through smoke, you find the fire. That's called hidden phenomena. So this is called extremely hidden phenomena. Like practicing patience, next life you will be like, physically you will be very good looking. Being generous in this life, so then the result will be like, you know, wealthy. And like, doing things happily, doing things happily, not just doing things miserably. No, doing things happily. No, happily. Next life, you enjoy calm mind. Then doing a lot of meditation on mindfulness in this life, or whether that's based on your breath, you know, like a physical movement, whatever, you know, any form of mindfulness practice, if you do in this life, so then next life, you don't have to wait all the way for next life. Even this life, you'll enjoy peaceful mind. So these are extremely hidden phenomena. How you can prove extremely hidden phenomena? Shinto kodo jibe nyeba che nye kawe shensa, because extremely hidden phenomena, therefore, it's difficult to so when you say yes, that's it. How is it? Moment. Aha. Aha. Or aha. So this is very difficult to get aha moment in this, because you know, this extremely hidden phenomenon. So because it is very difficult to, you know, to get aha moment. Aha. Or you can say. It's very difficult to generate experiential understanding of, you know, based on that, you know, experiential understanding. You know why? That's very difficult. That's what I'm talking about. Shindo kodo chibe nyeva che nye kabe chiros. Here I think it's what Lama Tsongkhapa was quoting one sutras. Sutra, King of Concentration, thing is Jabasanade. Dawa Kama Jaba, Net Tung Shin, Rida Tung Jaba Sajila, Namge Kane, Namba Shin Juja, Chini Midden by Sig Misungs. If the star, the moon, and the star, everything on the sky, the sun probably doesn't say sun here, but for the same, if everything's fall on the ground, could fall on the ground. Then, you know, all the mountains and all the, everything could change, you know. Everything that in the universe could change, you know. Up there could be fall down there could be disappear, you know, could be like shrink, could be disappear. But, you know, but you never lie. You never say something untruthful things. Untruthful? Yes, onto the things. So.
We're on the top of page 248.
Paramana Vatika, the text, you know, the text talks about like Buddhist epistemology all about the mind and everything. Now, right in the very beginning of the root text. So what? I think Dignaga is the one who wrote the root text of the Buddhist epistemology. So he's the one who wrote the root text, who Tsemando Sutra of Valid Cognition, something like that. In that text, you know, he's trying to prove that Buddha is valid. Chibutsema. Then the speech is valid. So then after that, you know, so then this is important. So that's how you rely on Shakyamuni Buddha, the somebody who never lies, never say anything. That's not true. So there's one important thing. Okay, one important thing. So when we take refuge Buddha Dharma Sangha, what is Buddha? How somebody become Buddha? What is Buddha? How somebody become Buddha? It's not like eternal powerful being. That's not how you define Shakyamuni. That's not how you define enlightened beings. Not like something the eternal, powerful, unchanging figure. You know, it's like somebody become Buddha. Somebody exactly like us have all kind of problems. Then you know, slowly become Buddha. So not having like has a deeper understanding of that, you know, teacher that we follow, you know, teacher that we follow, Shakyamuni Buddha, not knowing that somebody, you know, who eliminated all the ignorance, you know, so then no more mistaken mind. So not knowing that, and it's very difficult to have, you know, like to deeper understanding of practicing patience, the result of practicing patience, the result of generosity practice, the result of practicing ethics, result of practicing concentrations, result of practicing joyful effort, all of that, you know, is kind of difficult to understand. Tene kajiza tongba ni la nyeba nyeba ke sene le da debo la nyeba mi tela mi zewani toni ko achin so that so lama tongba saying somebody out there, somebody who says, you know, they have understanding of emptiness. Understanding of emptiness. And those who claim to have understanding of emptiness and saying that, karma doesn't matter, you know, karma doesn't matter. Karma doesn't matter. So Lama Tsongkhapa said there's no misunderstanding of emptiness. That means that person understanding of emptiness is not correct. Not that person does not understand emptiness correctly. No, that's wrong view. Tony Konani, if someone understands emptiness, then you tend to tone as what you call like interdependent and dependent origination. So tendel dependent, tinging dewar junga. Probably longer the version of, you know, saying independent, interdependent, Dependent arising, not the Tibetan uprising. One of my friend, Rinpoche, I invited to teach in New Orleans. So probably he's saying there's somebody in the audience keep hearing like, why is saying all the middle of nowhere, Tibetan uprising. Not actually Tibetan uprising, it's like, he's saying Tibetan arising. Same like me, when I'm teaching class with Robert Thomas, I say chronic disease, and he keep hearing, calling Jesus. But I'm saying chronic disease. And then he keep hearing, calling Jesus. It's not Tibetan uprising, it's like dependent arising. That's called dependent arising. Dependent arising. So, there's no, not knowing the dependent arising, there's no way you can understand emptiness. What Lama Tsong was saying is, not knowing conventional truth, there's no way you will know correctly ultimate truth. It's impossible. So then, once you understand conventional truth correctly, you will have knowledge about karma, So, therefore, understanding our emptiness helps you to improve your knowledge of karma. It's very much, Once you understand emptiness, that very knowledge about emptiness will help you to deeper your knowledge of karma. It's not something, you then don't care about karma at all. So that's misunderstanding. Tenene juma chubu mi ju lo da chin chön nam tam je chün da wa shin shin ne ji den pa ron do wa sim je she le je ba mi mi ja len nam che ba me ba mi ju de ka na chi jin de bu ma je ri be su jin go ne dis ri be su jin go de sam bo de cha jin thong ka je be ju yin as the details about karma, that's the only only enlightened beings knows the details about the cause, when you look at the butterfly's wing, there's so many different colors. Each has cause, different cause. So that details, when it comes down to that details, so then only enlightened being can tell, this is like beyond like ordinary beings' consciousness, Juma, mi juma. So then we started this, before we start Lamrim class, I explained that one stanza, how to meditate on emptiness, that Rinpoche has been reciting that stanza at the retreat. Juma, illusion, chuvo, now I forgot, dew of water, water dew, or mountain, or drop of dew, or mountain dew. Chuvuji. Migju means mirage, log, lightning. Chönam, tamje, chui, dawa, all the phenomena are like that. Chui, dawa, the reflection of the moon in the clear lake. It looks like exactly like moon, but that's called reflection of the moon. It's not moon. It looks exactly like moon, but it's not moon. It's called reflection of the moon. Once you have understanding of emptiness, chinang chenam, internal phenomena such as your emotion, everything that your internal world, emotion, all the different kind of mind, mainly the emotion, all kind of emotions, internal phenomena, external phenomena such as all of that, seeing everything, hearing everything, experiencing everything, chinatana juma. Juma is like illusions, juma. It's like dream. It's like the reflection of the moon in the clear lake. Naya demami vetsuto nes, and looks absolute, solid, unchanging absolute, but in the end, it's all like illusions, no? It's like dream. It's just a dream. It looks exactly like moon, but it's like the reflection of moon, it's not moon. So that's the understanding of emptiness. What kind of practice that prevent us from the lower rebirth? What kind of practice that prevent us from the lower rebirth? What kind of practice that prevent us from the lower rebirth? Day and night, analyzing or guarding this three door according to Gishi Bengunja, which is the kind of hero in Lamrim teaching, one of the hero. Gosum, draw, three draw, action, physical movement, mind, speech, three draw. Guarding them day and night, or being mindful of our body, speech, and mind. That's how you prevent lower rebirth. That's how you prevent. What Gishi Bengunja said in Lamrim teaching, that he has, he put three guards with a spear. He has three guards with the spear on this three draw, and he won't let any negative mind in there, so he guard them very properly. One day there's like yogurt festival in Tibet. There's a yogurt festival, so that you know all the public. The way you sit in the monastery, there's like according to Vinayaka Sutra, if you become monk or nun, 1 o'clock, then somebody become monks, 1 past 5. Even there's only 1 past 5 or 1 past 1. Then you are considered as senior, even though you become monks in the same day. But because you receive your vow 1 minute before other person, you are considered as senior. According to Vinayaka Sutra, that's how sitting has been arranged, according to Vinayaka Sutra. So now, according to monastery, so that's kind of like got a little bit complicated because excuse me. Mainly because of the Reincarnated Lama, Turku. Somebody who knows the monastery a long time, studying, the moving, sit by inch. So all of a sudden one Turku comes, pong, sit. So that's the, I think, system that's been developed in Tibet. So, but there's no reason, So then it's not exactly like, the sitting arrangement is not exactly according to Vinayaka Sutra, it's not been arranged like that. So, then His Holiness trying to change that, saying many times, so I'm not going to say, probably you already know, so it's not part of Lamrim. It will not help you to your test for basic program. It doesn't help. Okay, so there's in the monastery, so then besides the Reincarnated Lama, so then rest based on the class. If you're first grade, you sit in the bottom. If you're second grade, then so the higher class, and if you are in the same class, say we are all in first grade, it doesn't matter, you sit first, I sit first, doesn't matter. So it's not like, okay, who comes into the monastery, then you can sit wherever you want to sit. It's not like that. It's all arranged by class. So then the yogurt festival, you know, so by that line, probably long line, Gishi Bengunja somehow sit in the end of the line. So the yogurt festival, what they do, they give you yogurt. You know, so then Gishi Bengunja is in the end of the line and he's looking, you know, he's looking, he's all distressed out. So he says, there'll be no yogurt left by the time person who's serving yogurt, by the time when he reached to his line, there'll be no yogurt. That he's worrying, he's right from the beginning, he's looking how much he's pouring. He says, oh, you're pouring too much. Just talking to himself, not saying anybody, you know, just in his mind. And he's looking very carefully, you know, how much, you know, then how many monks before him, all of that. And somehow then he caught himself. So by the time the person who's serving yogurt came to his line, and his, you know, his cup, his, you know, the wooden bowl, right, wooden bowl, power. So by the time the person who's serving yogurt came to his line, he's holding like this, upside down. And he asked, don't you want yogurt? He said, I already had my yogurt long time ago. So that's like exactly applying right there. Applying right there. So, you know, one time that, you know, Gishi Bengunja was invited to perform some rituals in some lay families, and he's doing some rituals. All of a sudden, you know, he used to be robber. You know, robber, he robbed people, you know, and he changed all his life in the very end. So he's doing, you know, ritual performance at someone's house, and he keeps looking. So one, I think, some glass or maybe Tibetan glass. They are very decorated by, you know, inside it's kind of like silver, then decorated outside silver, then decorated, put some, you know, gold, carved in the gold, you know, especially the, like, wealthy family, you know, everything's, you know, then when they invite monks, they use best of their, you know, like, cups all decorated. So Gishi Bengunja is kind of tempted to steal one of those. Keep thinking, well, should I steal or should I not steal? You know? Then all of a sudden, probably, grab. His other hand, he grabbed another hand that's like old reached to cup. So then his other hand catching his other hand and he shout, oh, come, somebody come in, Gishi Bengunja stealing. When the benefactor come in, he's like this. There's no right there, and he's applying, he's not afraid. Just applying, you know, so like that. That's what Gishi Bengunja means. You know, he said he put three guards with a spear in the drops, you know, three drops, speech, body, speech, mind. So he will not let any negative thought come in, and he will precisely guard these three drops. So that's way to prevent, you know, lower rebirth. Okay? Nizhen kundu gosun la toba shi nyendro chue shi thoma junje ji namye la mikye shi chungse she jang gosun payang tu juba ni nyendri gocheba kona te. So being careless about what we say, what we think, what we do is not good. Not being mindful. But, you know, so as I mentioned before, so that what we can do, we can try. That's all we can do. We can try. We try all our best. So, you know, then when we try and we try to do it happily, happy to do, you know, not just do, happy to do. Then, Chanjusa Manam, Chuchi, Nyesu, Nyendu, Lobotu, Chabangu, Chudu, Chuchi, Buddha, Kanshin, Dida, this. So now this is all like, you know, the Lama Tsong was quoting different, like, Kadama masters, what they say about, you know, practicing, generally practicing karma. So Lama Tsong was quoting all of that here. One Dharma practice. Probably one of the Naga King asked the judgment of Buddha, Chanchu Sempa Namji, Chö Chik Nyen Sung, Nyen Chö Lopat Nung, Chö Vyang Tung, Chö Tosa. One single Dharma practice will prevent all the low rebirth. So what is that one Dharma practice? One practice. Da Chidar Juji Nyen Nam Dashi, Nyen Nam Dashi, Duk Nyam Tung Gewe Chön Sutta Kwa Dashi Sung Bishir. So it's like basically guarding, you know, our three doors with mindfulness. That's the Dharma, that's the one practice that will prevent or cut the draw of all the lower rebirth. Okay? Teta jula taba na kuma namji shalini se le junje ji kabde che ta tumba na chita tumba na chita tumba na yamba tuje So I will summarize this, okay? This all of this Kadamba Gishi's quotations, I will summarize. It's not that difficult. You can read. It's only translated in English. So when you read, it's understandable. It's not that, no. So I'll just save time. So I'll make sure next Wednesday we are intro into middle scope. Chö tip, no, that's also only happened to the people who know Dharma, called chö tip. So that's like too much knowledge, very little practice. Cause chö tip. Or Lamrimo, or before, like 1 year ago, when 2 years ago, when I read Lamrim, it really kind of like shook me up, kind of like, I felt something, or you know, something that, you know, maybe inspired so much. So now when I read Lamrim, not slightly. So that's called chutip, you know. Chutip means before something that kind of helped your mind, so now it's not really helping. So that, like, what is the cause of that? The cause of that is like too many knowledge, very little practice. So then, you know, like, say the in Tibet, the way they preserve the butter, you know, they use animal skin, dry skin. That's where they put their butter. So when you, you know, like when you need to soft the skin, animal skin, people use butter to soft them. So that skin cannot be softened by butter. Why? Because their skin is soft into butter too long. You know, so that means like, so I'm the cause of that chö tip. Chö-tip is in medical field, you say that like some medicine is not very effective. The virus is very much, used to the, resistance. The virus become virus is resistant to the medicines. So then mind becomes resistant to Lamrim. So there's like causes by what? Too many knowledge, very little practice. So then mind becomes resistant to Lamrim. So this only will happen to people who know Lamrim. So then, you know, that person is very difficult to train, to tame by Dharma, because that person's become resistant to Dharma. So make sure, you know, so that means like give a big gap when you summarize this big gap between mind and practice Dharma. You can put like queen size bed there, queen size bed or king size bed between you and Lamrim. So then Lamrim doesn't benefit, you know. So there should not be gap, you know. So the gap should be minimized. That's the summary of this. No, all this as a Kadamba Gishis, no quotations, okay? So now, now I will explain this. So most of probably you know this, not just here. Now, particular way of practicing karma is like based on four power, okay? I will jump there. So I will summarize. This is what all this Kadamba Gishis, like quote different Kadamba Gishis, Podowa Gishis, Chengawa, different quotations, Lama Tsongkhapa's quoting. It's like how to eliminate the gap between mind and, you know, like Dharma. Nibbatoji Jangal Tsunisa, how to practice karma based on the four power. Teda Nijiji Makyobala, Bejang, Pa Meba, Nimo Morosu, Ongi Nyaba Juna, Chimi Nyamba Shadu Miruves. As I mentioned before, the 84,000 scriptures the Buddha taught, the based on 84,000 way of, you know, generating negative minds. See, it's not just one way of generating negative mind or two. There's 84,000 ways we become negative. That's like, does it make sense? 84,000 different ways why we not become negative. It's not just one way, you know. So that's why it's difficult. It's not easy. So we should have compassion. We should not blame ourselves. We should have compassion because it's not easy. Lama Tsongkhapa says it's not easy. If you are saying, oh, that's so easy, how come that I cannot put that into practice? That's incorrectly assuming consciousness. Incorrectly assuming consciousness. I can get enlightenment. That's incorrectly assuming. You are assuming something, but it's called incorrectly assuming consciousness. I just told Tim. Tim is kind of limping. Tim, I said, what happened? He says something gullible. Gout. I don't know what that is, gout. So then I asked him, what is that? He said, like arthritis. I said, that's, you are too young to have arthritis. So that's incorrectly assuming consciousness. it's not valid consciousness. So what Lama Tsongkhapa said, we should try. In case if you fail, who said Lama Tsongkhapa was telling us, in case if you fail, or not being mindful, or maybe not like, yeah, because negative minds, if there's any negative karma created because of that. So this is important. So should not live like that. Okay, it is okay, but it's not okay. You can purify them. As I said before, you know, you should not think, the purification practice is so complicated, you know, I have no time to learn 100 syllable Vajrasattva mantra. It's not just one syllable, it's 100 syllable. As I said, just go around the stupa. So easy to go, just around the stupa. You know. So, I didn't read all the benefit of that, you know, I read, you know, a couple of them 2 years ago. So much benefit, no? So easy to go, no? So easy to go, purifies, no? So much, no? And just merely remembering Buddha Vajrasattva names, Kangi Tsensam Tenpenja, Nyedung Didi Malupas. Doesn't say just one or two. All the negative actions, Nyedung Didi Malupas. Nyedung, breaking pledge, breaking vow, all the negative karmas. Nyedung Didi Malupa. Malupa means each and everyone. Kiji Nyela Tungjimbes. Not just, no, you remember Vajrasattva names, after 3 days, it kind of purifies. It's not like that. Immediately, without second or delay, immediately purifies. See, just remembering. Same, just remembering Tara, Tara's name, same. Just remembering Shakyamuni Buddha's name, same. Just remembering going around the stupa, same. You don't did my lover, Kiji Nila Tunjabi, Dorisamba Lacha says, posted to Buddha Vajrasattvas. Then, as I said, the stanzas, you know, come and recite, before you recite Vajrasattva mantra, you recite that stanza, then after that, you recite Buddha 100 syllable mantras, you know. So that's short. So, even though you cannot memorize all of them, it's okay. Please try to go around stupa. So then if you don't want to do that, then I don't know. So easy to do, so easy to do. Even just merely remembering how long they take, what could go wrong? What could go wrong? Just remembering Buddha, what is his name, what could go wrong? Nothing go wrong. Doing like the whole set of Buddha Vajrasattva practice, there are so many things could go wrong. Visualization could go wrong. Just remembering Buddha Vajrasattva's name, going around the stupa, turning the prayer wheel, what is good wrong? What could go wrong? Nothing. So see, so easy to purify. Okay, so easy to purify. So therefore, when something went wrong, it's not how you, it's you need to help yourself. You need to help yourself out of compassion, loving kindness. You need to help yourself. This is not a good time wise. It's not a good time to blame yourself. It's not a good time. No, that's not how you help. That's not how you help. Oh, I lose my patience talking on the phone with somebody. I feel terrible. I'm bad. I can't practice Lamrim. I go to Vedanta Nakala, every Vedanta Nakala. I cannot practice Lamrim. That's not how you help. If you recite Vajrasattva names, if you recite Tara Mantra, if you recite Om Mani Padme Hum, that's the way to help. You know? So being hard on yourself, blaming on yourself, looking down on yourself, that's not good. That's not how you help. So you are making yourself more miserable. More miserable. And that's not good. So, Nyeba Chunas, in case if something went wrong, Chimi Nyambar, Shadu Minus, it's okay. So we should not make friend with, it's okay. No? See? How is it? They're saying in Tibetan, out of the trouble, don't make friend with, it's okay. So then you will say, then you will end up saying, oh no. Akaka. That's how you say in Tibetan, akaka means, I'm not sure how to translate it in English. Akaka. So how you say? Oh no? How you say, oh no? I'm not sure, huh? Akaka means no. When something went wrong, when you all of a sudden something happened, you broke that glass, you know, it's akaka, that means, akaka, I'm not sure. Huh?
Oh, no.
Yeah, no cursing. Yeah, you just said no. So akaka. So that you end up seeing that all the time, you know. So if you make friend with it, it's okay. No, even though it's not okay, you just come up with some excuses, okay, you know. Out means, it's not bad, you know. So I did say this, I did that. No, it's not that bad. So then you become friend with that mindset. The same time, then it's not good, then you'll end up with, you know, like, akaka, dimiches. Then you always saying akaka, that means no good. So anyway, see, nyeba chuna chimi nyeba shadu miru eso. Tenpa tuje jinji chijube tap sungba namla beg eso. Shadya muni Buddha taught many, ways to purify, so many different ways to purify, for us, not to feel bad, no? Not to feel bad. Just sit there and feel bad. No good. No, not to feel bad. The people make mistakes. Everybody make mistakes, no? Shakyamuni Buddha used to make mistakes, a lot of mistakes. You know, so, mistakes. So, Therefore, Shakyamuni Buddha, out of compassion, out of great compassion, taught many, many different ways to purify them, okay, purify them. So we should try. If you have vows, if you are ordained persons, so then there's no, every month there's two confession gathering at the monastery called sojong, refreshing vows. So then, you know, so then you purify that. So then other than that, so then, you know, you practice the four powers, okay, four powers. It sounds kind of like fancy word, four powers, but it's easy, you know, just first one is regretting, I regret. Not just I feel guilty, no, I regret what I said on telephone, I regret, so that's positive. I regret that I say to somebody that I care about you, and I regret I said somebody, you look very good. So that's negative regret. It's negative. Regretting towards something good is negative. Regretting towards something negative is positive. Okay? So that's very good, you know, instead of saying, I feel guilty, you know, I'm guilty, I feel guilty, that's guilty of this, that. So then it's, I regret. So that's the first one, the first power, you know, see, it's easy. So regret. You know. Therefore, somebody who do know how to purify them, if they create negative karma, is lighter. Not because itself is lighter, because that person do know how to purify them. That's why it's lighter. Somebody who does not know. How to purify them if they create negative karma is heavier, not because of negative karma itself, because that person don't know how to purify them. So that exactly, so then blaming on themselves, being hard on themselves, being very critical on oneself, so then that means don't know how to purify. Thinking about something negative, right from the beginning, out of negative mind, what you are thinking is negative, what you are doing is negative, then no good. You could think what went wrong out of positive, out of compassion, loving kindness, you can think about something negative, what went wrong, and what you are doing is something positive. So that's called purification, okay, purification. No, not that, not difficult. They can be purified. Negative karma does not have qualities, but it has one quality that Tijan Rinpoche said, one of his holiness, senior tutor, Tijan Rinpoche said, it can be purified. It can be purified. All the dirty dishes does not have qualities. All the dirty dishes does not have qualities, but it has one quality, it can be clean. Sitting in front of a sink full of the dirty dishes, then saying some prayer, the dirty dish will be clean. There's not how to clean. Buy all kind of like soap detergents, and when you go to shopping, you want to buy the best one, but all of that, you know, requires some actions. No actions, it's not going to purify. Regret. Antidote. Means, you know, reciting mantra, going around the stupa, all of that, there will be just there. From now on, next minute, next second, I will try all my best, no? So then, you know, power of object, if you fall down on the ground, then you should stand up leaning on the ground, pushing on the ground, similar, you know, so then the power of object, okay, if you're saying refuge prayer, no, there's a power of object. If you're saying Taramala, there's a power of object. Or if you know hurt someone's feeling, then calling them, making the phone call, no, apologizing, that's the power of object. Then top time with Tomma Mevanija. Maybe reciting Golden Light Sutra, Golden Light Sutras. So when you recite the Golden Light Sutra, then in the Golden Light Sutra, there are some section talks about purifications. Then like 35 Buddha prostrations, like that. But that's not the only method to purify them. There's another way to purify. Regret. Not just regret, like strong regret. Say if three persons, swallow poison, swallow poison, one person dead, one person very sick, and you are okay. So then you really regret, right? Like, oh, I should have, do that, So, long time ago in the monastery, everything in the monastery that we monastery used to own, not now, when I was young, so we had to go to work. The cornfield, monastery owned like 100 acres of cornfield. That's how we support ourselves. At that time, there's not many benefactors from this, and the Rinpoche is not offering food. In that time, when I was like 13, 14, 15, 16, that time, there's a lot of, every monk has to go to work in the cornfield, plant the seed, then put fertilizer, cut, then dry them, then load them, unload them. All of that done by monk. So while we're doing that, now the Gishi, now he's teaching Lama Tsongkhapa Institute in Italy, Gishi Temple, and he's the one. Luckily, I didn't eat that. So anyway, everybody's walking, I got hungry. So there's all kind of things grow on the bushes. There's a lot of bush there around there. Something that looks like nut, or tastes like nut. So he probably ate one, introduced to some other moths. Then, I think a lot of them ate, so I didn't eat one. So a lot of them ate it. All of a sudden, everybody's kind of vomiting, diarrhea, and vomit, So then, somebody who doesn't have diarrhea or vomiting, probably regret, very strong regret. Something that looks like nut grows on the bushes, So you walk there like 7 to noon, then after 1 to 6, and long hour, so then you get hungry. So, probably eat something. Not just regretting that, regret, strong regret. Because, Then, top niba tourism. So now the antidote, the power of antidote. Okay, first one is power of regret. But it has some fancy term, but bottom line is regret. So the second one is called niba kundu chivu, the power of antidote. So this is good. Shishina sobe doi tsik lemba the zimbata loba so reciting Panchaparamita Sutra, Golden Rice Sutra, Sangharta Sutra, all of that, so that dode samuna temba, so relying on profound sutras, Panchaparamita Sutra, reciting Heart Sutra. Don't you think, okay, I need to purify, maybe I'm looking to do some Nyungne practice, you don't have to. It's good, Nyungne prayer is good thing to do, but does not mean you can, there's other things you can do. You can say a mani mantra, you can say, you can recite Sangharta Sutra, Golden Rice Sutra. So, but when you say, you don't have to finish all the way through, you can recite a couple of, that's a good start. couple of pages, and you can, then the next time, you know, so when you feel better, you can read a couple of pages. At least doing something, then nothing. Not just some of them, but relying on profound sutras, you know, reciting Heart Sutra, Godliness Sutra, Sankara Sutra, all of that. Though they seek Lama Zumba Lopa Soso. Lama Tsongkhapa suggested that. So therefore, Lama Sweba Rinpoche, our teachers, you know, is explaining benefit of reciting sutra, that's why. Not just Lama Rinpoche just made it up, you know, it's just, I think, just made it up. Tomanila Mibas, having an interest into emptiness, having an interest into emptiness, reading about emptiness, thinking about emptiness, okay, all of that also antidote. How we are doing? Happy to hear? Oh, yeah. Tonil Mibaje, da meji, we save chunila juji, the month of each of us. So then, you know, meditating on emptiness, reading about emptiness. So in particular, this is very good here, you know, people who have more interest about quantum theory, somehow, you know, because of that, they become so interested about emptiness. This, I think, wonderful, you know. So so then just, even just, you know, like, how is Even just wondering what is emptiness, you know, it's like throwing glass on the floor. When you throw glass on the floor, it's kind of pieces, it's kind of shatters. Just wondering. Not talking about meditating on emptiness 24 hours, 7 days a week. Just wondering what is emptiness. It's like that. Sometimes you're going to be like, throwing glass on the floor, and that when it shatters, it's like that, no? Just wondering. Who said Ayadeva said, where? 400 stanza Madhyamanga outer text, there, Ayadeva said. So now, Chungyu Che de la Tanza, Kajitan Sam, Siba Shubu Cheva Jus, that's what Ayadeva said. So then, you know, like, even though you can't read whole Lamrim, no? Just reading foundation of the good qualities, or three principles of enlightenment, or maybe, you know, song of experiential experience of Lamrim, written by Lama Tsongkhapa, is all, empty is all included there. If you are doing Siksha Guru Yoga, empty is all included there. You know, even just reading them, you know. Now, 1 more minute, then probably stop. It's like 8:19. Yeah. So iki java so je sung chaba jena nam choga shim de bacha I java jin. So now depending on mantra recitations, there's another antidote, deva. Deva means reciting mantra. And here say 100 silver mantra. 100 silver or om vajasada hum, that's how many syllables. Om vajasada hum. Om vajara. Om Vajra Sada. Yeah, 6 syllable. So is Om Vajra Sada. Igi Javaswa Chavasin. Then it's not just that, no, reciting any kind of mantra, okay? Reciting any kind of mantra. Pusang Shivali. Sokaji, Name Chebi, Meji is. Like spark. So tiny, but it could burn whole pile of hay. No spark, it's like that. Spark. So I've just been saying that. This go. Soka name chebe meje is meje spark. Madip shindo changsi kunse tarso. Deje melas churumlungi barso. The mantra recitation is like fire. Fire mantra recitation is like fire. Chudim, like the ethic, is like wind. Ethic is like wind. The mantra recitation is like fire. Ethic is like wind. Deju mela, chudim lung barje. Chundi chumbi, chunju chunju meje divasses. Then like flame is like joyful effort. Then it'll burn entire hay like that. Okay. Chunju chunju meje divasses. Chidara kangla nime vesejis, kangla nime vesejis. Dongna siji mizu juwashis, chunju nime vesejis. Chujim nime vese dejeji duna diba kanje teo seba juja. Chida kala nime vese duna nime vese duna ji. Kala nime kang chida kala nime vese duna siji misu juashin. Chujim nime vese dejeji su nime vese dejeji vese duna siji misu juashin ji. So then it's like all different kinds of explanation here. Muna mala mame chungwayi muna malu sewa chewa ches. Sarakto nasa bi divimu diji mime yudu sewa ches. Say darkness has been there 100 years. One light. But darkness has been there 100 years. But the one moment of light dispel the darkness, been remain there like say 100 years, maybe 1 week. No, the one room has been dark like whole week. All of a sudden, you light something, the darkness is gone, like that. It's like so now, yeah, diva chaya sama toma ni. So then, you know, you will, as I mentioned before, that there's some kind of sign that you will see in dream. No? Actually, there's a couple of different ways. Actually, generally speaking, seeing, you know, like the best way of seeing is like from eye contact. That's the best way of seeing. Like whether it's a Buddha, Tara, Manjushri, Vajrayogini, whatever that it is, seeing that, you know, with eye to eye, that's best. Second one is like that you have like vivid visions. Then the third is like seeing the dream. That's also the three different ways to see that, also seeing that, you know. So here, Diva Chanet, Samatoma, Tisu Diji Chavos. So you know, semani milam na singi chukwa. So you know, dreaming about like throwing up, vomiting, shoda omalo soba tuwa che, dreaming about drinking, enjoying yogurt, enjoy. So I think that's not hard to have the dreams because a lot of people in America they drink yogurt, so most of the dreams. Created by tendency. Didn't say what kind of yogurt, but in Tibet, didn't say what kind of yogurt, but there's all kind of yogurt that's been advertised on the TV, so didn't say what kind of yogurt. So, I'm not saying it, but it was a show means yogurt. Homala soba tuma. No, so that tum means drink. She was dreaming about, you know, like, I'm not sure, do you say drink yogurt? You don't say you drink yogurt. No, so I'm not sure. She says, eat yogurt? How do you say? But you don't say, eat milk? Anyway, so, yeah, maybe like Tibetan yogurt that you can't really eat, you just need to drink. Shodan homala soba tuwa, they're having a dream about that. Chubadanche. Chubadanya, tumadang, chubadanya. Yeah, same. Eating them or maybe throwing up them, same. Both good. No, that's a good dream. So the sign of purifying. Or maybe sign up that your purification is working. Good. So I will explain that, you know, details because this is important. Nimata, dawa tumata, seeing sunshine, moon, seeing moon or sunrise, moonrise, seeing that. Namgara Dua, flying. Space, no, going to space, or Namgara Dua, Mebawa, my Mebawa, seeing flame, fire, flame, je. Maya da mina vutuba, je. Maya da mina vutuba, je. Tuba da, je. Maya da mina vutuba, da, je. Oh, then, probably like, not really killing, but my minatuba, je. My hair means, you know, buffalo. So I'm not sure. Tibet, there's no buffalo. Tibet, only there's yak. As in stone. So it's kind of interesting. Yak, you know. So you see, did you notice the buffalo always sit like this? You notice? Buffalo? Huh? So there's a story behind that. I'm not sure it's true or not true. Because, and yak and buffalo, they are relatives. So somehow yak kind of run away. So then buffalo are waiting for yak. That's what they say, you know. Always, they are, because they are. And somehow they're like, yeah, buffalo, so, they look kind of similar, but, you know, that is why buffalo always looks like, always, you know, probably like looking for their relative yaks, you know, when they come back, you know. So probably yak run away to Tibet. All of them. Bavela kind of got stuck in India. The story is, I'm not sure how much true is there. Maeda, Minabutu was dreaming about, you know, buffalo. Yeah, so, I think buffalo don't like, in monastery, around the village, monastery, Sera Monastery, South India, around the village that people live, the local Indian people do have buffaloes. So long time ago, we have to go to the creek to clean our clothes, everything, you know, shower, we need to go to the creek. So there's no, that's like beyond like local people's house, you know. So when we go through, there's some buffalo. Somehow they really like red color, somehow they really bother them. I'm not sure. Like they like really, when they see red color rope, they just know how they chase you. Maybe they think that you took their relatives. They think you are the one who took yak in Tibet. Anyway, so Maeta Minabutu was in the dreaming of a buffalo. Then some kind of, you know, like a Minabu, it's like probably like black people. It's not really black people. Like it's like some kind of form, you know. So then, like winning, having kind of battle, then winning that battle. Okay, that's another sign. Make sense? Or you can read in English. So probably there's better translations. Gelon my Gunjutong was seeing monks and nuns, you know. Homajumi Shing. Certain tree that, you know, when you break them, it's like something white comes up. But it's not always, you know, these are not always medicinal tree, but, you know, some poison tree also have, when you break them, the monastery around the area, there's a lot of them. So when you're a kid, you know, young monk, you always, you know, break them to see, you know, that kind of milk flows, white. Yeah, something like that. It's kind of like, very like, yeah, light. So, like, seeing that kind of, like, a plant, okay? Langbo the chujo, read the singi, langbo the chujo, seeing elephant, chuchoks, you know, so chucho, so they're like, chucho, the ri, ritangje, seeing mountains, singi chitan, kansang, so riding, not just seeing, sorry. Then like riding elephant, riding like horses, and climbing on the mountains, sitting on the snow line throne, and like Kangsang Zeva. Then it's like climbing on the nice house like that, and like dreaming about like listening Dharma, all of that, you know, is like the sign of your purification practice is working pretty well. Okay. So now time is way over, so I'll stop here. So then next Wednesday, a little bit there, then we'll enter into middle school. Okay? And many of you just came here right after work. So I think, that's why I think it's very worth it. Lama Tsongkhapa said, because this studying Lamnim is equivalent of studying entire Buddha's teachings. Just one time, not saying every single day, even just one time, thinking about reading about that, is like equivalent of reading entire Buddha's teaching. Please just rejoice. Rejoice. Oh, yeah. So then, before we were in the class, Venerable Chukila came all the way from Australia here to help LPP. So there's so much things to do. So, and if you can, help her, she came like beyond oceans all the way here. So if you can volunteer, like even 1 hour, 2 hours, there's so much to do. So then I think, I will appreciate it from the bottom of my heart if you can volunteer. Oh, yeah. Thank you. So like there's discussion now? Oh. Mm. Yeah, so then I will say like dedicating prayer very soon. Very soon, very, very quick. Very soon. Thank you and good night and have a wonderful dream about yogurt.